BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, cocking in for y'all. Y'all know what today is. Today is Tuesday. Back in the building, back on the block. What's up, Charlotte, America? 45 degrees right now. 54 degrees is your high for the day. We're going to deal with some early morning fog. That's going to clear out. And then we're going to deal with some sunshine at 54 degrees later on this afternoon. And then tomorrow and the rest of the week, we back in the 60s, baby. Oh, Lord. It's going to feel like fall again. Because, you know, winter was here for like 7 days, but these next couple days, actually, looking at the hood Doppler radar, we look like we're going to be in the 60s for the next week and a half, so enjoy it all the way through Thanksgiving. Should be pretty well weather-wise with, you know, with some on and off rain on the weekend, but other than that, just nothing but sunshine, and early Thanksgiving weather's looking like 60 with sunshine right now, so if you got some Thanksgiving plans, there it is. That's, you can plan accordingly. All right, in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all. Say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next up.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I like you.
Thank you.
I mean, you doing your thing. What's up, though?
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Like your little tie-dye shirt, you know what I mean? You doing your thing. Got the little tie-dye shirt, that thing. What's up with you?
Thanks, Larry.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. You good?
Oh, yeah, I'm great.
All right.
Great. Still celebrating my birthday.
Okay.
On the birthday tour. We back on the tour this weekend.
Okay.
We got the birthday party Saturday. Me and Adolf going up at World Nightclub. And then Sunday, I'm going to see my boy Tom Brady.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We all them Dallas Cowboy fans, man. Y'all join me in Boston because we going to be up there. In the madhouse with me this morning as well. Y'all say what's up to comedian Burby. Hey.
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
The west.
Good morning.
The south.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for the north.
Good morning.
What's up, Bert?
What's happening?
How you feeling, big dog?
I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah?
Feeling great. What's today? Tuesday? I've been forgetting
sometimes. Today is Tuesday. Welcome to Tuesday.
Welcome to Tuesday.
You been all right, man?
How was your weekend? How was your week?
You know what I mean? The weekend was good, man, dog. We just out there doing our thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
What? Stop. I don't like you talking like
but
that.
You
don't
let me talk like that, bitch, dog. I go down, bitch, dog.
I don't like that.
You ain't not here on these blocks in these streets. That's how they talk out here on these blocks in these streets.
Oh, okay.
You good?
I'm good.
Why you wear the hat like that, though?
I just put it on.
I was rushing. I can tell.
I literally just threw it on the top of my head. And
it looked like it.
Shut up, Larry.
Can you take it off?
Why you wear your face like that?
Because your mama made me.
You're my brother.
Yeah, I'm your real brother. I can't talk for nobody else.
I had a brother.
I ain't messing with you this morning. Hey, listen. Welcome to the Morning Madhouse. Got an action-packed show for y'all. Today is Tuesday. Y'all know we got the trending topics on the way right around 6:35. Miss Jessica's got your nosy neighbor news coming up at 7:24. Your chance to win them tickets for what we got for them?
And the nosy neighbor news?
Yeah.
What do I have? Tickets to go see
that movie,
Queen and Slim.
Yeah. Come on, talking about, man. You gotta get out there and go see that movie, Queen and Slim. But that thing gonna be hot. Well, I can't even wait. Well, I think we got to move for better night. Okay.
Stop.
Man, that's how they talk on the block, man. You know what I mean? Speaking of the block, Jessica, it was good to see you Sunday on the down there with the on the wall.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? It was a real big shout out to your girl Nikki was out feeding the homeless and provided haircuts for the homeless, and it was dope, man. It's just dope. I go out there each and every Sunday with the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte and Block Love Charlotte, and we give out clothes and food each and every Sunday. At we start at 8:30 in the morning and go from like 8:30 to 11, so it's pretty dope. And shout out to John P. Key and New Life Church. They came down there Sunday as well, so. Mm. If you got some old shoes, old clothes, not old, but gently used or new clothes that you need to you know, you want to donate somewhere, we ask that you can bring them to me. Just hit me up on my social media. I send somebody to get them, or I come get them myself. And we go down there each and every Sunday, man, to make sure that the homeless community is straight to a certain degree. Right now, they say they need sleeping bags, and they definitely need blankets because, you know, it get cold at night in the city. And while you're sleeping in your warm bed, somebody might be sleeping on a bench or sleeping under a bridge. They even got a thing they call Tent City here in Charlotte. It's a few of them. A couple bridges where they sleep up under. And then it's a whole little village off of Statesville Ave. So anything that keeps somebody warm, coats, all that. Coats, hats, gloves, scarves. Hit me up. We'll get them to the folks that really need it. All right, let's get the show started this morning. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from my big dog, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration.
Ooh, 45 degrees outside. Today's high is going to be right near 54. Just fog in the forecast. No real chance of rain, so be careful out there when you drive in. Make sure you slow down, increase your following distance. Don't go out there speeding through that fog, and don't put your high beams on in the fog. You either use your low beams, or if you got fog lights, this is a great time to use them. You know, they're on the car, not to look good, but to be used in the fog. All right, you know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Time for that Madhouse question of the morning.
Let's talk about
And it is being brought to you by Cheesecake Carousel. If you love cheesecake and you've been waiting for it, then wait no longer. You've been waiting for delicious, authentic New York cheesecake. Hop in your car to Cheesecake Carousel located at Trade and Tryon each Wednesday through Friday from 2 to 9 p.m. Flavors like strawberry and banana pudding and more. Cheesecake is our world. Quality is our passion. And using the hashtag MHQOTD, today we want to know, what is the worst way you've ever broken up with someone? Mm. What's the worst way you've ever broken up with someone? Larry, I got to hear this one.
I just kind of stopped talking to him. You know, you just kind of stopped talking to him and then...
Oh, you just fall back.
Yeah, and then when they... one time I just changed my number.
That's horrible.
I just changed my number and I ain't give it to him.
You didn't give her the new number?
Hey, I was young, man. You know, back when I was young, back in the day. Long time ago, Burberry. Long time ago. Just switch your number. Now, then, you know, they hit my brother like, where your brother at? He was like, what you mean? He right here. Like, well, hey, why he asking me back? All the way.
Oh, my God.
What did you feel right everybody here. Else in on your plan?
Nah. I did.
And you know, if you got a partner in crime, you got to let everybody know.
Well, you know, you right. But I was young then. I ain't know no better, Burp. You understand? You know what I mean? You know, when you was young, you did young things. It was a long, long, long time ago, Burp.
Jeff?
I cussed my ex-boyfriend out in the middle of the hallway before school started.
Oh. That's how you broke up with him?
Early in the morning? Mm-hmm. Or was this in college?
No, this was... In high school.
You was cussing in high school? I'm going to tell your mama.
Was Jessica cussing in high school?
Yeah, right. Hello?
I'm going to tell your mama. Where's mama next door when you
need
it?
Where do you think I learned how to cuss from? but yeah.
Early in the morning?
I laid into his ass.
Nah, that's too early about that. It's too early.
Early in the morning. He was saying stuff that about our relationship that he shouldn't have been saying. And it got back to me. And so, yeah.
It's too early to make me think about it. I got to think about being broke up with you all day now. Nah, break up with me at the end of school so I can go home and be in my feelings there.
Nah, mm-mm. You be in your feelings at school.
I can tell you the worst way somebody broke up with me, though. She just showed up with her new boyfriend.
Oh.
It was in middle school.
Oh, that don't count.
It do
what
count.
Mean she showed up. They had to go to school.
I mean, yeah, exactly. But she didn't tell me. So
they showed up the first block together. They were on the roll. They
Listen. So speaking of that, you know how first block, well, you know, you first block, I walk into the class. By the time we get to third block, she with this new dude. So I'm like, what? Still hurt to this day.
First of all, look,
the worst way I broke up with somebody is I went to college.
What?
I had a girlfriend in high school, and I was like, look, I'm going to college. There's going to be a whole bunch of different girls there. I don't want to be with you no more.
At least you told her, Murphy.
And we broke up.
Oh, you pulled a house party.
But the very next year, lo and behold, who comes to the same college as me. I'm like, man, why are you here? Like, move.
What do you mean, why am I here? To get an education. What are you talking about?
Did she graduate? No,
Well, she did it right, but why are you
No, she didn't graduate from A&T.
But why
no,
are
she graduated
you
here?
Because she was so smart. She could have gone to the biggest college that she ever wanted to go to. She literally came to the school running behind me. And I
man, ain't nobody running behind you, dog.
Okay.
Shut up, Birdman.
You saying that smart people do not attend North Carolina
A&T? No. She is not running behind you, Birdman.
You would never hear me say she was smart in the world, smartest person in the world, and she ended up
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you said she was running behind you. A&T was never on her list.
You know why, Jessica? Because everybody wants Birdman.
Not everybody.
Your breakup story is stupid.
This is God's gift to women.
I broke up
right
with her because I wanted an education. Get out of my face.
Man, how do we tap in on this conversation?
You can join the conversation on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
Burpee said the girl went to A&T because he went to A&T.
No Limit Larry.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. A little throwback for you this morning. Take that to work with you, that future. 45 degrees today's highs, right around 54. And you know it's time to get that Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
623 here in the Queen City. Kylie Jenner, you know she launched Kylie Cosmetics back in 2015, and now she is cashing in. The 22-year-old beauty mogul has sold a 51% stake in her company to Coty. How much did she sell it for? A whopping $600 million. The brand was valued at $1.2 billion. Now, Coty is the parent company of CoverGirl, OPI, Rimmel, and Clairol. Kylie and her team will continue to lead all creative efforts in product development. Congratulations to her. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I
want
to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Lil Baby and the Baby. You know the name of the song is Baby. Coming up, we got your Madhouse Morning Throwback. And, of course, we got them trendy topics. Just pot out of the game. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 45 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 54 with sunshine and some clouds and a little bit of fog to kick your morning off this morning. So be careful on your drive in and make sure y'all hit that hashtag. What's that hashtag, Burp?
MHQOTD. Madhouse question of the day is, what's the worst way you have ever broken up with somebody before?
And I said, I just quite simply changed my phone number. Yeah, I'm out.
I said, use profanity in the beginning of the school.
So fits, Jessica. And I don't know, though.
That might not make me break up with her, though. You ever try to break up with somebody, but they won't let you?
That wasn't a question.
But listen, have you ever tried to break up with somebody and then they won't let you break up with them?
No.
Yeah, what kind of girl are you dealing with, man?
I'm just asking y'all. I've heard these stories. No. That's why I'm asking.
No, that's never happened to me.
Okay.
I said I just went to college.
You just went to college.
I ain't come back with nothing, but I went there.
And then the girl followed you all the way to A&T because she wanted to be with the Burps.
And then she left.
Okay. All right. How do we tap in on this question?
At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
I forgot, Burp. You came up in the light skin era when light skin was in.
What?
It's Power 98's Winter Block Party, and it's almost here.
All right, your trending topics today, and we're going to kick it right off, man. CIAA, you know, next year, 2020, is the last year the CIAA is in Charlotte. And guess what? They already got a replacement, big dog. Y'all ready for the CIAA replacement? Get ready, ladies and gentlemen, replacing the CIAA tournament. Get ready for the Big South Tournament.
The what?
The Big South Tournament. So the Big South Tournament will be bringing, they will be bringing their tournament to the Queen City for the same days that the CIAA was here. So in 2021 through 2023, we'll be getting the Big South Men's and Women's Tournament. You know, that's the conference that Winthrop University plays in. Y'all excited?
Oh.
All right. Okay, next door. Y'all ain't excited
about
it.
Shout out to Winthrop. I was just there Friday.
Yeah, but are you excited about the Big South tournament coming to
Winthrop? I mean, it's a nice thing.
Okay. All right. Moving right along. Mass 2. They're talking about doing, you know, they've been doing all these remakes of movies and everything, and they're talking about doing a sequel to The Mask. You know, it came out back in the 90s, starring Jim Carrey. He played The Mask. So they're talking about doing a Mask 2, a sequel to The Mask. And I'm excited. I'm a huge Jim Carrey fan. I love The Mask, and I'm excited. What about y'all? Y'all here for this Mask too?
You know how I am. Who they say Jim Carrey's going to be in it?
Yep, and they're saying they're speaking to Cameron Diaz as we speak this morning to see if she's going to come back.
If it's focused around him, because you know they did a sequel with Jamie Kennedy, which was trash.
Yeah, this is supposed to be
Jim Carrey. He's funny to me.
Yeah,
I would have to see how that one would go.
Okay, Jess.
Take it or leave it.
Okay. So
I haven't seen Jim Carrey in a very, very long time, and he's gone through a lot in the time that he's been missing. So he don't get twisted. When Jim Carrey was Jim on the scene, like when it was his time, he was hilarious.
Right.
But I don't know if the things that he has gone through in his life and the way that he has changed and things like that have changed his comedic presence. So I don't know what's going to happen with
this. All right. Also, trending this morning, the NFL. If you got the next NFL superstar, they want to see you. You can have your kid appear in an NFL Super Bowl commercial. I already got my nephew video. Boy, he about to go out there and show him how it's done. If you got a kid that's out there and you got video of your child, you can send it to NFLNext100.com. That's NFLNext100.com. The video has to be 1 minute. It can't be no longer than 1 minute long. And you can send it in, and your child can appear in a Super Bowl commercial. I'm excited. I think my nephew gonna make it because his tape gonna be out like that because he liked that on that football field. So NFLNext100.com, your kid can appear in a Super Bowl commercial. Also trending this morning, T.I.'s daughter, Deja Harris. You know, they've been in the news the last 3 weeks after T.I. came out and said he goes to her doctor's appointments with her and check to make sure her hymen is still intact. First, she unfollowed her father, and now she has just deactivated her social media altogether. She like, nah, I'm good. I'm out. She done pulled the SpongeBob meme. All right, I'm going to head out. She headed out. What would make you deactivate your social media? Jess, what would make you deactivate your social media?
What would make me deactivate my social media if...
If anything.
If something embarrassing about me came out.
You would and deactivate people were, your social media?
It, like, what happened with her? If something embarrassing about me came out and it was constantly being replayed over and over in social media and in the entertainment world, I'd go ahead and delete.
Burp.
If Instagram shut it down.
That's the only way you go deactivate it.
Yep.
I don't know what would make me deactivate my social media. I have to think on that one. I'm not sure, but probably nothing. I don't think nothing.
Yeah, nothing will get to me that big.
Yeah, y'all got to just shut it down. I'm like you, Burber. They're going to just shut me down because I'm out here. No, I'm just kidding. All right, last but not least, Chris Brown and Tory Lanez are slated to do a joint album together. Are y'all here for this? Chris Brown, Tory Lanez doing a joint album. They said they already got 10 songs recorded. They said it's probably going to be an EP. They're not sure if they're going to go ahead and drop these 10, if they're going to add about 3 or 4 more and then put it out. What do y'all think? Chris Brown, Tory Lanez, you say yes, Burpee?
I'm for it.
Jessica?
Okay. I can hear. I just, you know what irritates me about Chris Brown? He's always throwing this music out here, and it just, sometimes it doesn't sound finished.
Yeah.
It sounds rushed.
Okay.
If he gives us good quality Chris Brown music along with Tory Lanez, then I'm all here for it. But if it's like that rush, let me just throw some stuff together, I don't want to hear it.
All right. That's what's trending this morning inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
No Limit.
Shout out to AWPJ, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time to let y'all shine. Shine is being brought to you by the Great Holiday Classic Party. Definitely going down. You know, you can join Power 98 Herb and Felicia Gray. It's the annual Great Holiday Party fundraiser. It's going down Saturday, December the 14th from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. I'm going to be in the building, the Harvey B. Gantt Center, African American Arts and Culture Center. So make sure you join us December the 14th. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. We just want to spread positivity in a negative world. That's why we let y'all shine. Let's do it.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on.
Power 98. Good morning. You want to let somebody shine?
Yes, I do, Burpee.
Go ahead.
I would like to let my son, Davion Max, shine, because guess what? It's Scorpio season, and he is 15 today. Woo-woo!
Happy birthday, boy.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Hey, I'm letting my baby girl, Tori, shine for starting her own babysitting business. And my son, Quincy, although they didn't make it to the championship, 704 EK Kids, stand up. 7U, what's up?
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yeah, I would like to let the light shine on my husband and his cousin for working so hard out here in the cold every morning, and also my kids for doing so good in school.
Power 98, good morning. Who trying to let shine?
Good morning. I'm trying to let my mama Tabitha shine because today is her birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Miss
Tabitha. Shout out to your mama.
Scorpio season.
Power 98, go ahead. Who you trying to shine that light on?
I'm trying to shine that light on my daughter, Kayla Ben, up in Pembroke University, student government senator. Big up your chest every time, my daughter. A happy belated birthday, too.
All right. We
21.
All right, we got you.
But he sound like he's straight off belly.
Didn't he? I was a little scared.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him. I was waiting at the end for him to go.
Shine.
I was waiting at the end for him to go, boop!
Coming up is Jessica's got to know the neighbor news, and we got a chance for you to win tickets to go see the movie Queen and Slim. It's Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
7:17 here in the Queen City. Coming up, I've got your Nosy Neighbor News. You know, Jay-Z had his Sean Carter Foundation Gala over the weekend. Find out how much money he raised and who was a big loser at the blackjack table. Got details about that. Portia Williams is headed to television. Find out for what. And Akon, he has big plans coming up. What are Akon's big plans?
He about to build a ship to take people back to Africa.
What?
He about to build a ship to take people back to Africa. Because, you know, he furnished one of the countries over there with, like, electricity and everything.
Yeah, he does.
So he wanted everybody to get on the ship to go see it.
Akon is making a Nelson Mandela hologram.
Okay.
Yep. That's what he's going to do. Watch.
Well, find out what's the big plan.
Bet you I'm right.
That Akon has going on. That's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Make sure you're listening because I have a chance for you to win tickets to go see Queen and Slim. That is all coming your way right after this Chris Brown No Guidance here on Charlotte's Plug. What's going on, nosy neighbors? It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, November 19th, being brought to you by the EPMD 30-year anniversary show. Is going down Saturday, November 30th at the Fillmore's Beanie Siegel and Freeway. And you can be there, too, because tickets are on sale right now at power98fm.com and all Ticketmaster locations. The inaugural Sean Carter Foundation Gala took place in Hollywood, Florida, on Saturday, and it was star-studded. The event was hosted by Jay-Z, Beyonce, and his mother, Gloria Carter. There was a blackjack tournament whose biggest loser was Yo Gotti. He lost $500,000 on the table. Meek Mill, Swiss Beats Fabulous, Michael Blackson, DJ Khaled, and Tyler Perry were all in attendance. $6 million was raised, and it'll go to post-secondary educational opportunities for future college students. It looks like Portia Williams is giving love another chance, and she may be walking down the aisle soon with her fiance, Dennis. Now, if you've been keeping up with this season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, then you know Dennis admitted to cheating on...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Portia while she was pregnant with their daughter. In a new interview, she revealed that the two are together and she plans on having their wedding televised. Akon has big plans for 2024. The singer just revealed that he is thinking about a presidential run. He says, I know what the issues are, and as a person, as an immigrant, as a black man, whatever you want to call it, I kind of know or feel like I know that I can take the country and move it forward. When asked about Kanye's possible run in 2024, Akon said, well, I don't think it would be a competition. I honestly need him to run. We'll see what happens. Ja Rule has been legally cleared in a court appeal filed by the attendees of the debacle that was known as the Fyre Festival. The $100 million lawsuit that was filed against Ja and co-founder Billy McFarland and the others behind the festival. Earlier, a judge ruled that Ja Rule and the chief marketing officers of the festival were unaware of what was going on with the inner workings of the failed festival. And shortly after, an appeal was filed. That's when the court denied Ja Rule's name be included in the appeal. Happy birthday to Tyga and Lil Mo. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica,
Power 98.
Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News that Yo Gotti attended the Jay-Z gala. How much money did she say Yo Gotti lost on that blackjack table? 570-WPEG. First call through, correct answer. You going to see Queenie Slim.
Ooh. Get the latest news and celebrity gossip. Why can't you
agree with me? Pot 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Wale Jeremiah, we on chill. Chilly outside, 46 degrees today's high with fog. It's going to be about 54 degrees. And of course, you know, you got to hit these hashtags. Hashtag MHQOTD. Baby, what is the Madhouse question of the day?
The Madhouse question of the day is, what is the worst way you have ever broken up with someone? I said I left and went to college.
I said I just changed my phone number and yeah, I ain't tell a person.
I said I cussed him out in the middle of the hallway in middle school. High school.
What school started? That's just rude.
And I changed my beeper number, too. That's how I know it. You know, you change your beeper number. Seriously. You know, everybody uses page that had their own code and everything. Y'all changed all that.
So kids, funny. Beeper is a thing that we use.
Yeah, you just had to go to a phone booth. They ain't never seen a phone booth, a real pay phone.
You got a beep, and then you had to go to a payphone.
Yeah.
A payphone is something that you had to put money in.
A quarter. You had to put a quarter there to use the payphone. How do you answer the question of the day?
You answer it on our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on the voicemail. 704-227-8780.
All right. Y'all know what time it is. Time to find out why Larry is mad.
Woke up this morning with some moaners.
All right, hashtag Larry Mad is being brought to you by Healthy Blue. That's right, we got a big, big ticket stop. It's going down at City Trends this Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the City Trends located at 9331 North Tryon Street. You got a chance to win tickets to the Power 98 Block Party starring The Baby and Megan Thee Stallion. It's being brought to you by Healthy Blue, the new Medicaid plan of Blue Cross Blue Shield, North Carolina. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Follow the hashtag and follow me on Instagram. Listen, today Larry is mad. I don't really like doing these stories, but they keep coming up. They keep making me mad. Today, Larry is mad at a sheriff officer in Tucson, Arizona. How do you body slam a 15-year-old African-American teenager with no arms and no legs? What type of threat is a 15-year-old with no arms and no legs that you have to cuss him out, you have to body slam him, and you have to put him in like a bear hug to hold him down? What type of threat is this 15-year-old with no arms and no legs presenting to you, Mr. Sheriff Officer in Tucson, Arizona? And then, not only that, you grab his friend who is filming the whole incident. You grab him, take his phone, arrest him, and he doesn't resist at all. You arrest him, put him in a semi-chokehold, and then, just because you're mad, you smash his head into a locker or to a cabinet. The officer, of course, is under investigation. The police department said they didn't see the video. They hadn't seen the video. But once they saw the video, they launched an immediate investigation. What you got to investigate, though? The man has no arms and no legs. What type of threat can you pose with no arms and no legs? It's over. He got to be fired immediately. He got to be fired right today. Today, by Friday, this officer, the sheriff officer, need to be fired by Friday. By Friday, because it's like once you see this video, you're like, oh, okay, this is just blatantly ridiculous. He can't even make up a resisting arrest on this particular case. You know, sometimes they can make it up, or they can say, well, you was doing this, you was arguing back, nah, or you was fighting me. Nah, you can't make it up in this case. He need to be fired by Friday. I got the video. I'm going to post it on my page along with hashtag Larry Mad. Follow the hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am.
He's no threat.
No Limit Larry. You seen the video?
Yeah, I saw the video. He's no threat. By the time he pick up whatever weapon with his mouth, the officer could be over there.
Hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about.
No Limit Larry.
Whatever gets you revved.
Pod88WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Incognito got you live in the kitchen. Boy did it again. And of course, you know what time it is right now. 47 degrees, and it's time to get Burby's thoughts.
Larry, I figured out what's wrong. Larry, Jess, Sharp, Incog, I figured out what's wrong. We got to get back to romance. Get back to romance, but you got to romance me like it's 2019. Don't everybody go back. I want to get back to the love song. What people say, Larry, I want the Quiet Storm back. That's done. It's over with. Don't nobody make songs like that no more. I want to make mixtapes on a cassette and give it to somebody. Don't nobody do that no more. You put me a mixtape together, romance that mixtape like it's 2019. The first song that ought to be on that mixtape is YG Loco. I want that song on my romance mixtape. My chick go loco, go loco. That song is sexy. That is sex music. The next song I want on there, this song will be for the lady, whoever I'm with at the time. The next song, it better start off real ass chick. Give, you know how the rest go. You know how the rest go. That's the next song on there. That anything that the city girls talk about is sex related, and that's all right with me if you like it. I got to have Chris Brown Loyal on there, because if I'm messing with you and you're not my wife, then you got to know the role that you play. I'm not talking about me specifically. I'm just saying for the people out there that do that type of thing. These girls ain't loyal. I don't like broke women. That's what Chris Brown said. Just know your place. Next song on that list, UGK International Players Anthem. You got to put that on my 2019 romantic sex list. And of course, you know, we got to put on for the city, Larry. If you don't have the baby vibes on your 2019 sex list, then you ain't doing it. You're not going to get romance. You're not going to get romance. She want to mess with me, but I ain't got the time. Do you hear the lyrics that he's saying? We got a whole bunch. We're going to fill them up with vibes. Okay, we ain't even giving y'all names no more. You are a vibe. I don't even know what that is. But that's what they call it nowadays. Romance me like it's 2019. Don't talk sweet nothings in my ear. Get up behind me in my ear and whisper, I just paid the rent. Ooh, that is sexy. That is romantic, Larry. That do something to my spirit. It do something to my bodily functions. Romance me like it's 2019, Larry. Get me a cookout tray with extra nuggets. Oh, God, that does something to me, Larry. That got, stop looking for that old romance. It's done. It's dead. Somebody say die.
Die.
Dead.
Dead.
That's it. Romance.
And those for Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought? D4 got hit his no cap.
823 here in the Queen City. Lauryn Hill. She is back on the music scene. The name of her new single is called Guarding the Gate, and it's going to be featured on the Queen and Slim soundtrack. This is her latest single since 2014. That single that she dropped back then was called Black Rage. There is a snippet of it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. It sounds pretty good. So go ahead and take a listen. Guarding the Gate from Lauryn Hill, featured on the Queen and Slim movie soundtrack. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. What, Larry?
I think Lauryn is, I think she gone. Yeah, I've been hearing things about the soundtrack. I think the soundtrack is going to be dope.
Yeah.
I just hope the movie, you know, lives up to the hype, because a lot of people are really wanting to see this movie, and they're really thinking that the movie is going to be dope. So I just hope it lives up to the hype. But I think the soundtrack is going to be really dope.
I think the soundtrack will be good, too. It also has that Megan Thee Stallion song on it, too. So
it's kind of diverse.
Check it out. New music from Lauryn Hill. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, Tell that.
Who the next best? Who the next best thing? Who gon' put on for the city? Who the next best thing? If you think you got some talent, are you the next best thing? Step on up, do your thing. Step on up, do your thing. Who the next best thing? You the next best thing. Who the next best thing?
Nola Belair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know what it is. You get to be the music critic. You know, you tell us, are we going to keep it? Are we going to sweep it? And what letter grade you want to give the song? Somebody hit me on my IG, said, hey, do y'all play local music? Here you go, right here, big dog. Do you listen to the show? Every Tuesday, 8:25, it goes down. Here it is. It's called Real Life. When you hear the song, 570-WPEG, let us know. We're going to keep it. We're going to sweep it in what letter grade. Check it out right now.
Hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
No Libby Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 54. We about to jump back on the next big thing. It's called Real Life by Monte. And we're going to hear what y'all had to say about the song.
That God attention, huh? I'm going to... permission. I came from the north side. No, would mine be exact? If I lost in a fight, then I bet it's on sight until I beat it back. I'm running this game with my kinfolk. Your whole team is filled up with Winslows. That's probably why all of your wins low. Fold when the wind blow. See, I don't really rap about guns, cause I be... My hands still work, they know how to flirt. My fist be no kiss on her. Let's talk about business. Real like making investments. I can't really sleep, I ain't making no money.
I'm good. I like it. I can understand the lyrics. I can hear it. You know what I'm saying? I give it like an A-, B+. I like it. It's real. It's Charlotte music. I don't care what you say. That's Charlotte music.
All right. So the song, to me, it sounds like Stunning for Vegas and the Baby. It was so similar to their style. It wasn't trash. I give them a C because it wasn't trash, but it wasn't original either. Would I keep it or sweep it? I would say sweep it because it sounds just like them.
I personally like it. It's the way that sound wave is. It gives me like a Blueface type of vibe or whatever. But I think we should keep it, and I would definitely give it a B.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say sweep it, man. C minus, man. It's all right. I mean, everybody got the same kind of thing going on right now, man.
Okay, so the song sounds like a lot of other songs right now, but I feel like it's one of those songs that you would have to listen to off the radio because all the censoring kind of took away from the song. I did like his little What Else ad-libs. I would sweep it off the radio, but I would keep it on, like, my SoundCloud or something, you know, just so I could listen to it unfiltered. I give it a C.
Here again, morning. Charlotte, we got one. Real Life. Keep it. A grade.
We're going to keep that. I like that. We're going to get that a B.
You know who this is, Bagman from Explicit. Man, we're going to keep that. We're going to have to play that at the car show. Man, I'm going to get that like a big A.
Okay. 63% of the people in Charlotte America Madhouse Nation said keep it, with the overall letter grade of a B minus. When we come back, we're going to tell y'all what the Madhouse thought about it. Up next, Spot 88.
representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits.
North side, south side, east side.
Like making investments.
Little bit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. That was today's next big thing. It's Real Life by Monty. Just what you thought about the song. 63% of the people said keep it with an overall letter grade of a B minus.
And I agree with those 63% of people. I like the song. I think it's relevant for what's going on and what you're hearing on the radio today. The only thing that this person has to do with this song is take this back in the lab. It is mixed horribly. The bass is just absolutely too loud on it. But other than that, I like the song.
Burber?
I'm middle of the road with this one. It's catchy. It sounds like the vibe that's going around right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something about it that was off. I'm not sure what. Maybe it was the bass or the production a little bit. But I'd keep it.
Okay. I agree with the keeping it, but this song production wise and sonically wise is terrible. My letter grade for the song would be a D for that reason, because you shouldn't, if this is your resume, this is like a resume with grease on it, on notebook paper. However, on your resume, you have great jobs, you have a great opening statement and everything. However, it is presented on notebook paper with grease on it. So for that reason, I give them a D. But I would keep the song because I agree that it is in the mind of everything that's going on. Your lyrics are pretty good, but the way they cleaned the song up and the way they cut the words out, you could do better. And the production is the bass is overriding everything. It's loud. It's distorted. And for that, and you know, music has come so far, and you should know better. So for that reason, you should know better. I'm going to keep it, but you're getting a D on the grade. You're getting a D on the grade. All right?
I mean, a D is passing.
Barely, though. I mean, and it's so many studios, and it doesn't cost a lot just to get your music cleaned up. And if you're gonna be an artist, you're going to have to put music, you're going to have to put money into yourself. Mm. You got to put money in yourself. You got to invest in yourself. If you are the product, then you got to invest in the product, invest in yourself. Jess, how do we get on the next big thing?
Send your clean, radio-edited original song to carolina.street@power98fm.com. That is carolina.street@power98fm.com.
Representing the local flavor.
Nobody plays more local hits. The plug for local music. This is your Power 98.
You might have a dope producer, but you got to get a dope engineer, too. You got to get a dope engineer because your engineer will tell you, like, this is how I'm going to clean it up. This is what's going to happen. And make the overall sound quality of the song sound great. Young Thug, Gunna, Travis Scott, Hot Remix, Charlotte's Plug, Black Smart is on the way. It's Power 98. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
This is Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Good morning.
All right, Monica, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. I'm going to put you in the building for my birthday party this Saturday at We're On Nightclub. However, if you do not, we need that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What? Kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
Monica, I need you to name three of the characters that Martin played on his hit show, Martin.
Otis, Jerome, and Shanae.
All
so quick, too. All right.
All of them are correct. All right, I got a who am I for you, all right?
Yes.
Who am I? I am a female rapper known as the Diamond Princess and the Baddest Chick.
Trina, of course.
Yeah, all right. You black smart in Martin, baby. She's playing with it.
You win.
And because you are black smart, we putting you in the building at World Nightclub for No Limit Larry's birthday bash, birthday party with my boy Adolph, man. You got to tell everybody what station hooked you up with them tickets.
The hottest, Power 98.
You better believe it. And Monica, get your phone fixed and call us back, okay? Like right now. Every morning we drop the Madhouse question of the day on your 605. The Madhouse question of the day is what today, Burp?
The question is, what is the craziest way you've broken up with somebody?
Mm.
What's the worst way you've ever broken up with someone? I said, going to college, I'm going to meet new chicks. Leave me alone.
I said, I just changed my number and my beeper number.
I said, I cussed my ex-boyfriend out.
Your beeper number.
Yeah. It was a long, long, long time ago, baby. Long, long time ago.
And I had people weighing in on this one, but Checkmate Official said via the mail, she went home to visit her sister right before they were about to move out of the country because he was in the military. So he sent the divorce papers in the mail and made her think it was the money she asked for, so she would sign for it and would send a copy of the signature that she received it. And he told her not to open it till he called her back because he was watching the Heat play in the playoffs. But she opened it anyway and called her. He said, see, that's why you don't listen. That's why we breaking up now
because you don't listen. See what I'm saying? Lady,
that's a crazy way to lead somebody.
Lady Diva said the way I broke up with someone was by moving and changing my number that same weekend. Ooh, you dirty dog. You a dirty dog. Mm.
Somebody hit me up in their DMs and said they had their mother do it.
Right? Oh, wow. Yeah. Come on. Oh, that's so high school. Yeah. You know, she just moving on, baby. You know, you was a dirty. Oh. Chantel said the worst way I broke up where he broke up with me was that he posted pictures of his wedding on Facebook. We had been together all week. I met his daughter. I met his family. He was with me on Valentine's Day. And then I went home. He said he went home the next day after we spent Valentine's Day together and decided to get married to another woman. Mm. They wasn't engaged in nothing. He apologized to me afterwards, but the damage was already done. Yeah, we got some. We got some on the voicemail. You know, you can tap in 704-227-8780. Go ahead.
The worst breakup I ever did was when I pulled a gun out of my last boyfriend, and he still want me back.
What up, no leaves here, Miss Jessica? Well, I broke up with somebody, so I got in before she did. So I just packed my shit up and just left the key up under my front back. But that's how I broke up with somebody. And it is people out here that won't let you break up with them. I'd have been through that.
Oh, he just packed his stuff up, left the key in the front.
If you ever broke up with somebody and they was like, okay, bye, your sex was trash. It was garbage.
Tap in on the Madhouse Question of the Morning, man, each and every morning right around 6:05. Woo, y'all terrible.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.